Morning, Susie.
Very well, you?
The shop at Stanick is the post office and general store on the corner of the village high street.
Morning, Sue. You all right, my
love? I'm fine, thank you.
It is prospering while so many village post offices and shops are struggling. Why is that?
Take care, lovely. Bye-bye. Okay, bye.
Morning.
The answer seems to be very simple.
Lovely day today.
Just be friendly.
You working hard?
Trying to.
Joss Coles is the manageress.
A lot of them tell me things that I shouldn't tell anybody, but...
What sort of things?
All sorts of things, but I wouldn't tell you, honey. No, they're really friendly and everybody chats and it's just nice that they can come and talk to somebody. I mean, some little ladies sit at home all day on their own. It's just nice for them to come to the shop and I chat to them.
That's very pretty. Who is he, do you think?
Across the road, the church playgroup is in full swing. So I asked the mums why they thought the shop is so successful.
People working in the shop, they are really nice. They're really helpful. Plus, it's bringing the whole community together, I suppose.
Yeah, it's really the community hub of the village at the moment. Whatever's going on in the village, the school or the nursery, or the events we have in the village, they always get involved.
Whenever you go in, you're not the only one, ever. And sometimes you just can't go in because there's so many people in that you just can't get in the door. It helps that they've got milk that's in date and things, and that's why you go down there, but otherwise you could just pop to the co-op.
You know, you go in and it's like seeing friends, you know, it's lovely, really, really nice.
It's basic stuff, isn't it?
It didn't used to be like this, did it? You know, it was just a normal shop, you know, you'd go in, buy your paper and go home. Now it's, I'll have a coffee and sit and have a natter with your friends, and it's lovely.
Not only does the post office sell stamps and milk, but it's a small cafe with tables and chairs on the pavement outside. In just a few years, the postmaster, Vernon Frost, has transformed the place.
We took over 4 years ago this June, and it was a typical sleepy backwater shop and post office in decline, unfortunately. And having lived in the village for sort of 20 years, it just shouted that it wanted a bit of TLC and bring him back to life.
How did you do that?
That's the $10 million question, and we get asked all the time how we've grown the business and how we've engaged the village. And it is, the engagement is the word we're looking for. It's just getting to know your customers and actually talking and listening to them. And I think, you know, the listening part's very important.
We hear so much about post offices and village shops in decline and having to close. With the right skills and the right setup, can they stay open?
I definitely think they can, and I think it's about communities looking inward, not outward. And I think that's where I'm very proud of Stanick for backing us, supporting us, and they want their village shop, they want their village post office. And I think you need to make communities aware that if they don't use it, they'll lose it.
The post office has become so successful that it's outgrown its building. The old Victorian schoolrooms across the road will soon be turned into a new look, bigger shop, post office, tea rooms and bistro.
It's very exciting that we're going to have this opportunity to expand, provide more local produce, more local services and have a real heart of the village. We want to provide a meeting place, a social place that people can get together.
So if your local post office or village shop is struggling, maybe it has to follow the example of Stanick and win the hearts and minds of its community.